This is Horsepower, thoroughbred racing news from GoHorsepower.com. It was a week where a Belmont Stakes winner was defeated by more than 9 lengths. Todd Pletcher was back at the tracks and ran Lawyer Ron in an allowance optional claiming. Juvenile filly champion Dreaming of Anna made her 3-year-old debut. And other 3-year-olds like Notional, trained by Doug O'Neill, and Cherokee, trained by Michael Matz, made a run on the 2007 Derby Trail. On this program, we'll look back at the thoroughbred winners from the week, ending with Saturday, February 10th, and Sunday, the 11th. Wednesday at Aqueduct. Achilles of Troy was to race for the first time after an 11-month layoff, but it was not to be. Achilles of Troy was scratched due to a cough. Speed Dueler Song of the Sailor also scratched out of Wednesday's $45,000 allowance at Aqueduct, giving Take the Bluff a chance to take down another big pot. Thundering Success set the pace, with Take the Bluff catching the win by half a length. Thursday at Gulfstream Park, Corinthian defeat Jazil a third time, winning by 9.5 lengths. Corinthian finished the 1 1/8 mile race only a quarter of a second off from the Gulfstream track record set by Brass Hat in last year's Dawn Handicap. Javier Castellano was in the irons for trainer Jimmy Jerkins, who last ran Corinthian to take third in a Saratoga allowance race last summer. Since then, the horse has waited out health problems in the barn. In their two previous meetings in early 2006, Corinthian defeated Jazil both times, once in an allowance and then at the Fountain of Youth Stakes. In the latter, Corinthian was disqualified from first to third due to interference, and the race left him with a hairline fracture. To his credit, Jazil placed 4 lengths in front of third at Thursday's race. Saturday at Santa Anita's Grade 3 Old Hat Stakes, it was a rude awakening for Dreaming of Anna, as the award-winning filly was handed her first defeat at her 3-year-old debut. West Point Thoroughbred's Dream Rush took an early lead from Dreaming of Anna, who stumbled. You Asked rallied for second, leaving Dreaming of Anna with the show. The Old Hat marks the graded stakes debut for Dream Rush, who won both of her 2006 starts and took second in her 2007 debut. Saturday's Grade 1 stakes at Santa Anita were the Santa Maria Handicap for fillies and mares and the Las Virgines Handicap for 3-year-old fillies. In the Las Virgines, Rags to Riches made a determined run for the win and just stopped Baroness Thatcher from running away with it. From 5 wide throughout most of the race, Rags to Riches caught a quarter-length victory in her graded stakes debut. In the Santa Maria Handicap for fillies and mares 4 years and up, favorite Ermine couldn't catch Sugar Shake, who now has a 3-race winning streak. Sugar Shake won her first graded stakes in January at Santa Anita's Grade 2 El Encino Stakes. Saturday at Fairgrounds was also Louisiana Derby Preview Day. The main event was the Grade 3 Risen Star Stakes. Heavy favorite Circular Key was easily beat when a wall of horses left him a spilled rider around the final turn. Notional overcame the outside post 12 and drove into a strong lead from midfield. The pace was set by Make It Happen Captain, as Betta Capo and West One ran him down. As trailers tried to get into it at the second turn, Slew's Tizzy clipped heels and lost rider James Graham, who spilled railwards and was able to walk away. Circular Key's inside route was abandoned for an outside path. He finished fifth. Notional was riding outside mid-pack by the first turn. In the second turn, he drew into the stretch by splitting horses and held on to his lead to finish by 2.5 lengths. Sanjero made a strong run down the stretch, but I'm a Wild and Crazy Guy caught up to him and edged into second. They left plenty of room behind them. Notional has won 3 now, with his previous 2 victories, a 4-length win at the Grade 2 San Rafael, and his maiden by 2.5. A California bred, his sire is In Excess. Also on Saturday's card at Fairgrounds, Master Command won the Grade 3 Mineshaft Handicap, a 1-mile-1/16 dirt race for 4-year-olds and up. Cloudy's Knight won the Grade 3 Fairgrounds Breeders' Cup Handicap, a 1 1/8 mile turf race for 4-year-olds and up. Appealing Zophie won the Grade 3 Silver Bullet Day Stakes, a 1 1/16 dirt race for 3-year-old fillies, and Christmas Kid won the Grade 2 Devona Dale Stakes, a 1-mile race on the main track Sunday. Last year's Grade 2 Arkansas Derby winner, Loiron, made an appearance in the court of an allowance optional claiming at Gulfstream Park. Making a strong closing argument in the stretch, he won by 3 1/4 lengths. Second place Iston made a brief case for first, but was no match in the stretch. Sunday was also trainer Todd Pletcher's first day back at the tracks, after serving a 45-day suspension for a banned substance found in one of his horses 2 years ago. Pletcher's jock of choice, John Velasquez, was in the irons for Loiron. The race was run at 1 mile and restricted to older horses who have not won $18,000 twice other than maiden, claiming, or starter at a mile or longer since September 15th. Also eligible were horses to be claimed for $150,000, though none were tagged. After finishing a weak 9th place in the 2006 Breeders' Cup Classic, Loiron's class was a clear advantage under these circumstances. Last season, under trainer Bob Holtus, Loiron had 5 graded stakes wins, including the Grade 3 Risen Star and Rebel, as well as the Grade 2 Arkansas Derby, races that landed him a post in the Kentucky Derby. After finishing 12th in the Run for the Roses last year, he was sidelined for 4 months with a bone chip in his right ankle. When he returned, he won the St. Louis Derby, and after taking 2nd in the Grade 2 Super Derby, his owners unexpectedly handed his training over to Todd Pletcher. Also on Sunday at Gulfstream Park, Delightful Kiss beat 2 of this year's Triple Crown nominated 3-year-olds to the finish and a 1-mile allowance for horses who have not won more than once. Rallying from the outside, Delightful Kiss drew off to a 1 1/2 length victory. Cheloquy, trained by Barbaro's coach Michael Matz, raced 3 wide around the turn and was nosed out of 2nd by Sightseeing. It was only a head back to 4th place, Cherokee Sprint. At Santa Anita on Sunday, favorite Noble Court won by a neck over Bob Baffert-trained Lawbreaker, who made a determined bid for the win before running out of room in the Grade 2 San Vicente Stakes for 3-year-olds. Trained by John Sadler, Noble Court was piloted by Corey Nakatani. Aaron Grider was the jockey for Lawbreaker. Balance was back to her winning ways at Santa Anita on Sunday, in the Grade 2 La Canada Stakes for 4-year-old fillies. The only Grade 1 winner in the field, she won by 4 1/4 lengths under jockey Victor Espinoza. The 1 1/8 mile race was on a winning track for Balance, who won last year's Las Virgines and Santa Anita Oaks, both Grade 1 at Santa Anita. In her previous start, Balance finished 3rd in the Grade 1 La Brea Stakes on December 30th. It was her first start since finishing 11th in the 2006 Kentucky Oaks, a race where she went off as the favorite, and which was won by Longshot Lemons Forever. Following the Kentucky Oaks in May, she had surgery to remove a bone chip and spent 9 months recuperating. For this week's upcoming races, more recent winners, thoroughbred profiles, and a horse racing fan forum, visit gohorsepower.com.